It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York City is celebrating a 400th anniversary and is sharing it with the city of Amsterdam. It was 400 years ago when Henry Hudson was searching for a route to the East Indies. Instead, his Dutch ship found New York Harbor. Both cities are diverse cultural capitals that have attracted newcomers since their origins as commercial ports, but they have very different approaches to dealing with their immigrant populations. And those differences can be seen in the schools. WNYC education reporter Beth Fertig just returned from a trip to Amsterdam, and she joins us now. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
So when I think of the Netherlands, I think of tulips and windmills, not necessarily diversity.
Well, it's a lot more diverse than you would think, especially Amsterdam. I'm told they have immigrants from over 170 countries, or at least 170 countries. A lot of the immigrants have come from Suriname, which was a Dutch colony, Turkey, the Antilles, Morocco, all over Eastern Europe, Africa. And it's about 45% in Amsterdam, what they call ethnic minorities. And the city itself is about a third non-white. So it doesn't look like what you would expect.
Beth, how integrated is Amsterdam? Are the immigrants assimilated the way we think immigrants in New York are?
The Dutch are very proud of their tradition of tolerance. But yet, what has happened, and I think they've seen this, especially after the 2004 murder of the filmmaker Theo van Gogh, who made a controversial film about Muslims and then was assassinated by an Islamic militant, they began to realize that they really weren't as integrated as they had thought they were, that it was more like separate but equal. And what I mean is they had always had a tradition of separate institutions where Catholics could go to their own religious schools and Protestants and Jews and then Muslims. So they didn't always blend together as much as people do in the United States, perhaps. So the schools are now trying to do a better job of giving Muslim students in particular a way to assimilate into mainstream Dutch culture.
Tell us about the school that you went to. What's the population like there?
I went to a school called Calvin Met Junior College, which is sort of like a combined junior high and high school. Kids between the ages of 12 and 18 go there. And the school is virtually all students who are children of Turkish and Moroccan immigrants. Mm-hmm. And it's in a neighborhood that is all Turkish and Moroccan immigrants. So they are segregated in a way geographically. And the school's director, Eric ten Hulsen, told me that this leads to another type of segregation as well.
They have a low self-esteem. They live in small worlds, in small mental worlds, because their parents are from foreign countries. They often don't know the Dutch society. So their children don't naturally experience the things that my children experience.
So what he's trying to do now is have a longer school day because his students tend to be behind by a couple of years in their Dutch reading and writing skills, which holds them back in school. He's opening windows by having professionals come to the school, as he calls it, and giving the students role models. And he's also trying to encourage them to stay in school longer instead of leaving at the age of 16 when they can get a basic vocational degree. He wants to keep them at the school 2 years longer and get an extra degree.
So are these steps that he's taking working? What are the obstacles here?
There are obstacles, culturally speaking, because if you talk to Muslim immigrants there, they'll tell you that many people feel like they can't get jobs, they're looked down upon. And one thing that contributes to this is that the Dutch typically call immigrants who are not white, black, whether they're Asian, South American, or African. And the Dutch say they're not being racist, they're just being practical. It's a terminology. But I spoke to a mosque leader, Khalil Etblal, who's from the Union of Moroccan Mosques, and he told me why they don't like the term.
If you're saying black schools, then you are asking for separation and you are asking for challenges and problems.
So the Dutch government says it's stopped using the term black in demographics. It now prefers the term non-white ethnic.
Beth, you're an education reporter here in New York City. Do you think New York City is doing a better job than the Dutch of assimilating students who are immigrants or maybe even children of immigrants?
It's complicated. You know, we have this American ideal of everyone's from someplace else and we can all start over here and we're a melting pot. So that sort of sets the tone that people aspire to. But on the other hand, we have not such a great track record in some ways. There are many immigrants and children of immigrants who do quite well here and are role models. But on the other hand, if you look at English language learners in our schools, only 25% of them graduate high school in 4 years. And if you look at the graduation rates in the Netherlands, they're much higher than they are here. That school that I visited, they were considered one of the weakest schools in Amsterdam because 25% of their students left at the age of 16 with a vocational degree. Well, that's not great, obviously, but in New York City, the number of students who don't graduate high school in 4 years is almost 50%. So it's a complicated comparison, and there are students here certainly who will tell you that they feel racism and and are called all kinds of names, especially if they're Muslims. So I believe both societies are working pretty hard right now to assimilate in different ways.
WNYC reporter Beth Fertig, thanks so much for joining us on The Takeaway.
You're welcome.